Today we say hello to our listeners on KAAN Radio, serving northern Missouri and southern Iowa. We are in Princeton, Missouri, to take a look at one woman who is celebrated with a festival there each year. It's today's edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Amy Cool shares the story of a native of Princeton, Missouri. A young lady with a tough upbringing.
Calamity Jane was born Martha Jane Canary. She was raised outside of Princeton, close to Ravenna. Her childhood home was rough. Her father was a gambler.
And the description of Martha's mother was not glowing either.
In the 1860 census, when Martha would have been about four, the woman who took the census wrote on the census card that her mother was the worst sort of woman. So it was a very rough childhood.
Martha was the eldest of six children. Before she was a teenager, the family was headed west from Missouri.
On the way to Montana, her mother died of pneumonia. One of her brothers died. And when they got out west, her father died. So at 11, she was on the frontier with four younger siblings to take care of and literally no help.
Martha did just about anything she could to earn money for her younger siblings and provide for the family, of which she was the eldest. The town of Princeton still celebrates Calamity Jane, and that has led some to reflection on how to look at the frontier woman's life.
Sometimes people ask us, why do we celebrate this woman when they hear bits and pieces of things she did? And I think one of the answers to that is that an 11-year-old on the frontier who survives is a woman of grit and strength, and there's some admiration for that.
But we've yet to talk about that interesting nickname, Calamity Jane, and how that story remains so well known today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.